So we're talking today about the Santa Fe Theater Festival, which we are in the midst of right now. We are being joined by Jeannie Michaela, who is the director of the play The Person I Once Was by Cindy Lou Johnson, and assistant directors Denise Reeves is here with us, along with actors Matt Sanford and Megan Burns. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you.
Hello.
So let's talk about this play, Jeannie Michaela, that you are directing, The Person I Once Was. Small cast, three people, very much in a kind of set of relationships with each other. When you are putting together a play like that and starting to direct it, I would think that part of what you have to do is get all three characters, all three actors, to deeply understand each other and kind of work in sync with one another.
Mm-hmm.
How do you do that?
Well, casting is always the most important thing. It really is who you bring to work with. From then, we started with a lot of table work.
What's table work?
That would be where they wouldn't get up on their feet. We would literally sit at a table with the script and go through it line by line, scene by scene, just to really discover what is there, if anyone has any questions. I believe that an actor should only say a line if they know what they're saying and why they're saying it. So a lot of those types of questions are resolved at that time.
And so, for example, Matt, when you were first reading through this play, did you have... Well, let's talk about the play for a second before we start getting too deeply into it. It's a play basically about three people, two sisters, and a man who loves one of the sisters.
Yes.
He falls in love with her from afar.
From afar.
So how did you, and far isn't very far because he's standing under the lamppost and she's sitting on the stoop.
He likes to sit outside of their house.
Exactly.
He's a stalker, basically.
Yeah.
Well, kind of.
I mean, kind of he is. I mean, he's a stalker.
A very well-intentioned stalker.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, and the love in his heart is pure, we think.
It's real. No,
yes.
Absolutely. Positively. It's real. It's true. It's just that he is a stalker.
And so here you are creating this character or making this character come to life. How did you conceive of the character of this man?
Well, now that we've laid down the groundwork that he is a stalker, immediately when Jeannie gave me the full script before the second round of auditions and I was able to read the full story, I saw a lot of myself in the character and a lot of the character.
The stalker part?
Yes, yeah, you know, that's usually my Friday night is I like to go and sit around outside people's houses without them knowing I'm there.
It is typecasting. I didn't realize that they were aware of this, but yes.
You were stalking him to see if he was stalking others.
Actually, that's why I have Stenise.
That's what I do.
That's what assistant directors do.
It's stock.
Eyes and ears.
And pick up laundry. I didn't know that before I got here.
Well, no, but really.
It was really kind of remarkable just because there was a lot of elements of this character that I really did find as parts of myself, and that's it's a rare opportunity for an actor, I think, to find a character that you can go to a part of yourself and use your abilities as an actor to pull those parts out to tell the story as sincerely and honestly as you possibly can. And it can be a really terrifying thing because a lot of times, especially in a story like this and working on a character like this, as an actor, you find parts of yourself that you don't necessarily want to address and put out in front of a room full of people. And that's when you're presented with the choice of, I can keep this at arm's length and sort of fake my way through it. I can quote-unquote act my way through it. Or I can embrace that part of myself and use it to really make this a fully formed real person on the stage, not just a character, but a real person.
And your character, whose name is Blaze, is somebody who has some kind of dark, deep, dark past, which we're never told exactly what the details are.
Mm-hmm.
And that is something, interestingly, that the sister sees, but the woman that he likes doesn't see at all. And so that's something that you are put in the position of conveying.
Yeah, certainly, certainly. And it's been great working with this cast because we've been able to really talk openly about the relationships between the characters and between each other as actors, you know, how we work together and go to these kind of scary places together in this process. And it's been a really wonderful experience doing that, especially with Jeannie at the helm, because it's provided a very, I guess you would say, safe place to explore those things in a way that you don't feel judged or any kind of pressure necessarily to do things any one particular way. And so a lot of those relationships that are seen on stage come from the very strong relationships that we've started, that we have built throughout the rehearsal period.
Now, Megan Burns, you play the character of Kat, who is a just painfully shy young woman of, I'm not sure exactly, what Jeannie, what age is she supposed to be? Do you know, like early, maybe early 20s or something like that?
We're putting her in her very early 20s, late teens, early 20s, 19, 21. What did we decide, Megan?
Yeah, something like that.
Right.
And so again, you have to go into that, well, how did you, I don't want to put words in your mouth, how did you create the character of Kat the way you play her on stage?
I feel like Kat has been traumatized by her life and has sort of decided that she's somewhat of a victim to it, but I think her reaction to that is by just totally going into her head, and she's pretty emotionally stunted, socially stunted, doesn't really know how to express herself to anybody else. I don't know if that answers the question at all.
Yeah, and then it's that interesting process, which probably for many of us takes us back to a certain point in our teenage years where somebody likes us and we're scared.
Right.
So we don't want to give away the whole play, and of course things advance from there. The sister disapproves of the young man, and Megan's character, Kat,
right,
is cautiously open to him, and Blaze is somebody with a big plan, and one doesn't, as an audience member, one does not know whether he's going to succeed in his plan or not, whether he's full of hot air, but he does seem to be sincere, and he does seem to like this woman, and we will go on from there. But one of the things that was interesting to me, Jeannie, is that in the program notes, you wrote about the American dream. Talk about the American dream in relation to this play.
For me, the American dream is the possibility that given a person with a talent for something, the desire to do it, and the willingness to work hard, that they will be able to do what it is they dream of. Whereas in much of the world, and even increasingly in America today, it's much more who you know, what your family connections are. Those things become much more important than any natural talent, willingness to work, any sense of fair play. And in terms of this show, I think the things that allow for that are when we can suspend our judgments. We're always going to be more comfortable with the people we already know. And we will always have prejudgments about not only the people we know, but also the people we don't know. And it's that willingness to suspend those judgments, to actually investigate the truth, that allows for the American dream. And I find this play incredibly inspiring, and each of the characters, because they do start out in such strict roles that they've been playing in their lives that are calcified, really. And through the course of the play, these people actually change. And I find that's so rare in the real world. And I find it truly inspirational how they do all suspend those judgments so that they can look and see, wow, what is it that I really want? What does really touch me? Who is this person really, and not just my first snap judgment of them?
And even sometimes those people are in your own family, and transforming those is the business at hand.
Absolutely.
We're talking about the play The Person I Once Was, which is part of the Santa Fe Theater Festival. Now, Stanice Reeves, you are here for the summer. We've never had, I don't think I've ever had an assistant director on the air. What do assistant directors do?
Look pretty. No.
besides
that. They just come around and pat people. It's actually a great experience with Jeannie. I mean, you can talk to different directors and different assistant directors, and they're all going to give you a different point of view. Jeannie is just amazing because I got off the plane and she basically said, okay, go rehearse with the actors. And I looked around and I said, oh my God, are you serious? She had absolute trust and absolute faith. So basically with me and Jeannie, what I ended up doing was whatever her vision was, I just tried to make sure it came true. So whenever I got the, or whenever she needed me to sit in, step in, I did my best to make sure that her vision came true. So that's basically what, for me and Jeannie, that's what my job was this summer.
And so really, that relationship has to be between two people who have similar enough visions in the first place.
Oh, it's hilarious how much we think alike.
Is that right?
It was amazing. I had one telephone interview with Stanice and hired her off of that. And then she flew in and we had 1 6-hour meeting where I took her through everything to date as best I could. But it was wonderful after that. We were we put this show up with a very tight schedule. And so that's why it was necessary a lot of times for Stanice to be able to step in and run rehearsals while I was handling other aspects of the production. And it was so much fun because I would speak to her afterwards or come back in and see what the actors had been working on. And so often we would give them literally the same notes. Yes. And it was just fortuitous. It was nothing that we could have predicted, although I was depending on it. And, you know, thankfully
if I can interject, working with the two of them was really great because they were on that same page so often. And it was really nice also to watch them both be able to see the big picture really realistically and ask, you know, things of us that were not, you know, out there. We could totally, you know, do them. But then their also ability to narrow in on specific moments. Stanice really worked physicality with us, which was a really cool way to work these characters, is like just from the body up or out or whatever, because they are such physical creatures that I don't think they even know how physical they are, because I think they're all so caught in their heads. But it was really unique to work with a director and an assistant director that worked so well together.
And it sometimes it just became a slumber party where we're sitting around making fun of the actors, which, you know,
Thanks.
Was funny.
that's good for their self-esteem.
It always is. They appreciated it. And
we kept them laughing.
Or we kept us laughing. I don't
At
know
least.
Which one is true.
Now, all of this is part of the Santa Fe Theater Festival, which opened this past weekend and is going on this coming weekend. There's a lot of other readings. We're going to be talking about one of the others in just a few minutes on this program. But there's two other plays. One is The Love of Three Oranges, which is directed by Santa Fe's own Rima Miller. And then John Patrick Shanley's Danny and the Deep Blue Sea. And John Patrick Shanley is actually going to be in Santa Fe.
That's correct. We're having a gala on Thursday. We hope everyone can join us at 7 o'clock. There's a wine and cheese reception at 8 o'clock. The Person I Once Was and Danny are going on a double bill. And then John Patrick Shanley will be doing a talk back with the audience after the shows. And he's just a tremendous writer. He's won an Oscar for Moonstruck and the Pulitzer and the Tony for Doubt. And we're delighted to have him with us.
That's a tremendous opportunity for Santa Fe audiences. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Thursday at the Armory for the Arts. And the Santa Fe Theater Festival is on the web at santafetheaterfestival.org. But theater is spelled the British way. T-R-E instead of T-E-R, theater. So, Jeannie, Michaela, this all happened on a tight schedule, and
yes.
It came out. How do you feel about the production as it is now, having opened last week? I mean, you have to, you know, you do all this rehearsal, and then you mm-hmm. sit in the audience along with everybody else and watch it.
Yes, and that's always sort of the test, is when you're first sitting in the audience and it's the first performance and your job is done at that point. What happens then, you know? Are you sitting in there thinking, oh my gosh, oh no, that's horrible, or we should have done that? And
do
I'm
you,
delighted
do you
to say that every time I see it, they make me laugh and they make me cry. And
yeah.
I can't tell you how many times I've seen this now.
Did I have a few little teardrops at the end?
You did, in fact.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, you did. They do such a tremendous job. I'm so proud of our entire team, particularly our actors and Stanice, my assistant director. They've brought such commitment to these shows. They've really worked hard, and it shows. They do a tremendous job.
And can we just give a little shout out to Corvus Brinkerhoff?
Yes,
where's Corvus?
We can actually get him.
He's in here in the cafe somewhere, but nevertheless.
Corvus is the TD for the Armory, and he has gone so far above and beyond in order to actually get our shows up on stage. With three different main stage shows, we had very, very limited time to tech the shows, even things like finishing the sets. And bless him, he stepped in to make sure that we literally could go up.
So, once again, the play is The Person I Once Was, which is part of the Santa Fe Theater Festival. They're on the web at santafetheaterfestival.org. Gina Michaela, director, Denise Reeves, assistant director, and actors Matt Sanford and Megan Burns. Thank you all so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe, and we'll see you this weekend at the Armory for the Arts.
Thank you.
Thanks.
We're going to take a break right now. We'll be back in a moment. Please stay tuned to KSFR.